In Syria and Iraq, Kurdish forces have been one of the U.S.'s greatest allies in rolling back ISIS. However, to Turkey, the Kurds represent a major political threat. And in June, the pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party won historic gains in the Turkish parliament, capturing 13% of the vote. This left the Turkish Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan's Justice and Development Party without a majority in the parliament for the first time since 2002. So within a month of those elections, Erdogan was agreeing to bomb ISIS. But as veteran journalist Patrick Coburn at The Independent explains, it swiftly emerged that Ankara's real target was the Kurds in Turkey and Syria and Iraq. Action against ISIS was almost an afterthought, and it was hit only by 3 Turkish airstrikes compared to 300 against the bases of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. Turkey has used the U.S. campaign against ISIS as a cloak to take out political frustrations on the Kurdish people.